Chapter 4, On His Own. Back in Salzburg, Wolfie became the court organist and concertmaster. He wrote music at his usual fast pace. But he was bored. Then, in 1780, he was asked to compose an Italian opera for the court in Munich, Germany. Now this was exciting. Mozart loved opera and was eager to write one. And he could leave Salzburg again, where he was increasingly unhappy. His mother was dead. He and Nannerl, who was now a piano teacher, were no longer very close. Wolfgang longed to get away. Mozart's opera was called Idomeneo, King of Crete. Like many operas, the story has a very complicated plot based on an old legend. Idomeneo is about an ancient Greek king. After winning a long war against the Trojans, King Idomeneo is on his way home. Before the king's fleet of soldiers reaches shore, the ships are destroyed in a terrible storm. So Idomeneo makes a bargain with Neptune, god of the sea. If his own life is spared, he will sacrifice the first person he sees upon landing. That person turns out to be his very own son, Idomante. Horrified, Idomeneo breaks his promise to Neptune and tells his son to flee. This makes Neptune so furious that he creates a terrible sea monster. Instead of running away, the king's son decides to fight the sea creature, even though he thinks it means his own death. Miraculously, he triumphs, and Neptune is no longer angry. With his father's and the sea god's blessings, the prince becomes the new king of Crete and marries a beautiful princess. Idomeneo, king of Crete, was a big success. Leopold and Nannerl made the trip from Salzburg for the premiere. Wolfgang was happy with the enthusiastic reception to his work. Perhaps now he would be offered a permanent job in Munich. How much he would like that! Leopold and Nannerl could join him there. They would live together again. But it was not to be. Soon after, Mozart was called to Vienna by Archbishop Colloredo, his old master from Salzburg. The relationship between the archbishop and the musician was stormy. The archbishop did not appreciate Mozart. He was rude and insulting to him. He called Mozart a knave, scoundrel, rascal, and slovenly rogue. He even had Mozart kicked in the seat of the pants out of his house. Mozart was angry and humiliated. Enough was enough. He decided to strike out on his own. This was a bold and risky thing for a musician to do. Without a rich patron, Mozart had no steady salary. He would have to make his living from composing and giving concerts. What if he couldn't make enough money? How would he manage? These same questions were on Leopold's mind when he heard what his son had done. How dare he leave such an important post? How irresponsible! Leopold was furious. But Mozart wouldn't budge. My honor comes first with me, and I know that is the same with you, he wrote to his father. He hoped his father would understand, but Leopold remained angry with his son and continued to write him stern letters from Salzburg. Soon, Leopold had another reason to be angry at Wolfie. Mozart had fallen in love again. Aloysia Weber, his first love, no longer had any interest in him. Her younger sister, Constanze, however, was very taken with the talented composer. Constanze was a singer and could appreciate Mozart's talents. But Leopold didn't care about all that. In heated letters back and forth between father and son, Leopold told Wolfgang that he could not afford to marry. He said bad things about Constanze and her family. He accused the Webers of trying to trap Mozart into marriage. Mozart still longed for his father's approval. He wanted Leopold to be happy for him. Wolfgang sent Leopold many gifts: a snuffbox, watch ribbons, a small crucifix decorated with a little heart pierced by an arrow. For Nannerl, there were some caps made by Castanz, in the latest Viennese mode. "Surely you cannot be vexed with me for wishing to marry," he wrote home. "I implore you, by all you hold dear in the world, to give your consent to my marriage with my dear Castanz. My heart is restless, and my head confused. In such a condition, how can one think and work to any good purpose?" Did Leopold consent to the marriage? No. He remained cold and disapproving. But this time, Mozart went against his father's wishes. He was now in his 20s, and he was lonely. He loved Castanz, and wanted her as his wife. In 1782, they married and set up housekeeping in Vienna. Mozart said farewell to Salzburg once and for all.